From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Millions of Americans would lose medical insurance under a Republican plan to dismantle Obamacare. That's according to the nonpartisan U.S. Congressional Budget Office in a report that dealt a potential setback to President Donald Trump's first major legislative initiative. The eagerly awaited CBO report forecasts that 14 million more people would be uninsured in 2018, 24 million more in 2026 if the plan being considered in the House of Representatives were adopted. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to quiz German Chancellor Angela Merkel about her experience dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the chancellor visits the White House later this week. The meeting originally scheduled for Tuesday will instead be held Friday due to the snowstorm hitting the region tonight. A senior administration official said Friday Trump would be very interested to get to know Merkel's insights as he prepares to engage the Kremlin leader. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. In an interview broadcast on ABC early Monday, Conway spoke with George Stephanopoulos.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place. Officials inside the city told VOA that advancing Iraqi forces in western Mosul have captured a textile factory that Islamic State used to use as a jail to hold women. The speaker said that nearly 300 women were held there. This is VOA News.